New Mesachtim, Tachlachun, Lakol Shachatim, Ushkita, San Kshera. Everyone is allowed to do Shkita. Everyone is always going to discuss.
By the way, Tosfos says, Kasam Helchus at Israel, you know that I was? Eldon Hadani.
Eldon Hadani, who was that?
He claimed he was from the Seresh Shvatim.
Yeah.
And they reject him. When you see the Tosfos, when you get to it,
okay,
they reject Tosfos. Okay. They reject him. That's Eldon Hadani. I'm just letting you know.
Okay, never heard that before.
Okay.
Fascinating.
Time of the Goyim.
Never heard of it.
There's a letter, yeah.
Ois Yud Ayin Mordechai, it says, look in the Mordechai to see what state about him. Okay, weiter. Let's have a Akol Shechatin. Everyone is allowed to do Shechita. That is what is the word Akol coming to the Marbe? That is the topic of the next two daf. What is Akol? Who is everyone is allowed to do Shechita? So we'll see the Gemara right away. And if they do the Shechita, Ushchitason Kesher. So let's right away jump to what the Gemara is going to ask. This statement is a contradiction. The word I call shechatin has a connotation that lichatchila, anyone that you may think may be questionable is allowed to do shechita. And then it says, ushchitason kishera, that has a connotation that it's only kosher bidi aved. So make up your mind. Is it a lichatchila or is it a bidi aved? That is the topic of the next two daf. Got it?
I believe it talks about a goy.
Very good. There are going to be many answers.
Rosh Hashanah, I remember something.
There are going to be a number of answers. What is hakol coming to be? Look at the top rash. That rashi, you said it's the kol hecha detani hakol. Anytime you have a mesech or a mishnah that begins with the expression hakol, kulu maisi luhu b'shmaitza. The Gemara, the Shmaitza means the Gemara, will discuss all of the possibilities, all of the people, all of the elements that are included in the word HaKoyel.
What is Kamaisa, the previous?
Bishmaitza.
No, it says afterwards, Kamaisa.
Kamaisa, the first one, the Arochin, the first answer will be Arochin, where it says HaKol Ma'arichin. HaKol Ma'arichin. Everyone can make a vow. Darochim means a mesechta arochim.
That's how it's pronounced, arochim, as opposed to erichim. That's how it's pronounced.
Arochim, yeah, that's the correct way to pronounce it.
Because the Ganzavelt says erichim.
Erichim, yeah, correct.
You say shutfen or shutofin?
Shutofin. You say yuma or yoima?
You say yuma.
Yoma. Yeah. The correct pronunciation is yoma. Art school.
How do you say plural? Shabbosim or Shabbosis?
Shabbosos.
Shabbosos.
There's nothing to talk about. Shabbosim is. We have a whole discussion that Shabbosim, I claim, it's all told me I'm dead wrong, is Yiddish.
It is, yeah.
It's Yiddish. It's Shabbosim, it's Yiddish.
Shabbos
is Yiddish. Shabbos is Hebrew. In plural, Shabbosos. And Yiddish, Shabbosim. Shabbosim. I don't know if that's something that Thomas is wrong. It's not correct.
Okay.
But in any event, I'm not so sure it's not correct. Hakol shaychatin ushchitasan kishera. Everyone can do a shchita and lechatchila, but those who do this lechatchila, the Rashi brings down that every time we have a word hakol, the Gemara, this is a trigger for our Gemara. This Gemara is basically repeated throughout Shas.
This is Shas.
Every time it's the word hakol, the Gemara is going to enumerate all of the other places in Shas where it says the word hakol and make it even. We'll see the Gemara. Let's go from
you see, you find in the beginning of Chagig also it uses the same
exactly.
Lashon hakol, right?
So whenever it's the word hakol, therefore the Gemara goes and enumerates all of the different places in Shas where it says the word hakol.
Right.
Okay, so that's what Rashi hakol kulu and ma'isul. Hey, kulu is hakol kulu. Kulu means every mission in Gan Shas. Where it says the word hakol is going to be discussed with Shmaitz in the Gemara.
Mm-hmm.
Kamaisa, the first example is the Arochin, Mesech the Arochin, Mefarish, Hakol Asuimai, the Hakol Shoychatin, that's our mission, the Bastitz, and the Pligiba, the Rebbe Gemara, Lamar Lasui Tomei, so Rashi right away gives away the secret. Rashi right away gives away the secret. What is Hakol Kam Timarbe? That a person who is Tomei is allowed to do a Maisa Shchita on an animal that's been guarded, Al Taharas Hakodesh. What is Miltara Sakodesh? Time the base amigdash. Ordinary people were nizer to eat all of their chulin in a state of tahara. Why is practice? Practice for bringing korbanos. If a person is careful when he eats chulin to eat it in a state of tahara, it'll be very easy for him when he comes to the base amigdash and he brings a korban to be nizer in the laws of tumah v'tahara. So the question here is: a person is tamei and he touches an animal. So what happens to the basar of the animal? A living animal cannot possibly become tummy, but a dead animal can become tummy in an instant. So the question over here is with a person, if he's doing a person is tummy, and he's doing a maisa shrita, it's almost, it's very, very, very likely that in the after he does the shrita, and the animal is dead, he's going to touch the animal and contaminate the basar. A person is tummy, and his family is eating al taras hakodesh, and the only one meat that is tahar, do we allow a person who is tamei to do the shechita? Do we trust him that he will be careful not to touch the animal the moment the animal dies through the shechita? So it says here in the Mishnah, yes, hakol. Hakol means hakol, that we allow a person who is tamei to do a maisa shechita. We trust him that he will be super duper careful. He will be super duper careful not to touch the basar when he finishes the maisa shechita.
And then he's talking about tamei tahor.
The Gemara is going to no, because the Gemara says hakol is coming to be marba. It's coming to be marba and a chiddush. What is the Chiddush? The Chiddush is, the Gemara is going to give a number of answers. Rashi already is telling us the answer to the Chiddush of the Gemara. The first answer is, the person who is doing the Shechita is Tomei. He came in contact with either the dead, or he came in contact with a Sheretz, and he is Tomei. And we have to discuss that in detail. That's tomorrow. It's Shabbat, Friday night.
It's only when it's dead.
The person is definitely Tomei. The animal...
Friday night? Friday night?
What? No, not only Friday night. I'm sorry, I can't do it. The person who touches the animal, the person who's doing the shechita is tamei. A living animal cannot possibly be mekabel tuma, but a dead animal can be mekabel tuma. The shechet is transferring the animal between this world and the next, between the living and the dead. The moment the shechita is over, or the moment that he does three quarters of the shechita to the simanim, rov of two simanim, the animal is dead. If he will then touch the animal at this moment in time, the animal becomes tamei. What's the problem?
Even if he's touching the knife to touch
it. Oh, no, that the Gemara will discuss. No. The knife. Oh, the Gemara is going to discuss this and do that now. I don't give away all the secrets. That's tomorrow's daf. Let's not get sidetracked. Let's focus on the topic in front of us. We have enough Torah.
And still, we're not chayish.
We have enough Torah in the time. All the kash, the gevaldik kash, half the mitzvah by the Gemara. But let's just try not to get sidetracked. So therefore, they were not discussing that he's not the person. The issue is the person touching. The knife will not contaminate the animal. That's the Gemara's maskana. But the person will contaminate the animal. So the question is, do we trust this person that he will be careful not to touch the animal after he takes its life? His mom is right there. He's right there shechting the animal. It's so easy to slip. He'll do the shechita to simanim, and he'll just touch the animal. Then the animal is tamei. So what? It's done. Who cares? Because this animal is going to be served by people who are careful to eat even chulin in a state of tahara. Called Nizt Al Taharas HaKodesh.
And yet we're
Why?
Not Koishish.
So the Mishnah over here seems a contradiction. First it begins HaKoil Shoichatin. Right. Everyone, Lichatchila, even a Tameh, is allowed to do Shechita on animal of Chulin, even though they're going to prepare this meal Al Taharas HaKodesh. And then it says, the next words, Ushchita San Kesheira. That if they do the Shechita, it's only kosher bidiyavet. It's a stira. Okay, the Gemara is going to ask the kasha. One moment. Rashi already is telling us, what is Rakol Kabi Marbe? Lamar Lasuye. Number two, Lamar, number two, Lasui Kusi, number two and three, answer number two, answer number three is a Kusi. A Kusi is a Ger Machlex, the Gemara is a Ger MS or Ger Shag. The Gemara holds that basically the Geri MS. The Gemara basically are going to hold according to this Gemara only, that they're Erlich Yidden.
Even though they cause problems.
Even though they could have bought, there's one thing about them that they don't care about Lifna Eva Losithin Mirchon. They don't care about that. They care for themselves. They're selfish. But they do not care if someone else does an Avera. So therefore, are we allowed to let a Kusi do the Shechita? I don't care if it's treif. I'm going to do a Shechita. I might batch it up.
I won't eat it.
I won't eat it. But if the Rebbe eats it, not my problem. They're not Nizer in Lifne either. So the Mishnah says it's Mutter. And we're going to see the conditions. Taste test. Do it privately, but before we eat it, we give it to him to taste. We give the kusi taste it like the people who are in charge of security. Even today, security. It could be the president of the United States also. They don't let the president eat the food until the cook. They're a taster. They eat the food to see if they drop dead.
Some husbands would wait till the wife tastes it.
Some husbands wait for the wife to taste it. Okay, wow, wow. That's you hear that? That's a marriage. See, heard from the mouth of a married man.
I could say that.
See that?
You
see that? First, Masechta Chulin. You see, we learned about you
it's
can't escape.
It's a Milo.
Let's not get distracted.
They want to make sure the wife loves husband so much. She wants to make sure that her husband's satisfied with the food.
This is not say the notion. We're learning say the kosher.
What?
I thought the wife made dinner and her husband brings home with him someone to taste the food just in case. Just in case. Who knows if the wife put in the food for dinner?
So, but the present, no, that's interesting. The
cook I don't know every prat. But there are certain things. There are a lot of tests they do.
Like mix of a serish.
Oh, mumar. What's mumar? Mumar is an irreligious Jew. So therefore, do we let him do it? It's like a guy.
Mumar is a guy. I thought mumar was davar echad.
Oh, so that's the discussion we have. I don't remember the details. That's sugya of mumar. Okay, there are three answers in the Gemara. What it means, I call Rashi. Told Rashi, so this is not a typical Rashi, because Rashi will normally say mefarish b'gemara, and here Rashi already came to the rescue. Vayta. Vayta chutz. So therefore, I call shaychatin ve'ushchitasan kshur. Now we have the exception. Chutz mechere shaytav katan. Why? Not because their shchit is not valid. The bishop of this week said that they really be a shchit is like a ma'isa koif. So from this mimash, even a monkey can do the shechita. The only reason because Shema, it's a ganz. This is a big topic of discussion right now. For now, Shema, the mission over here says the word Shema you calculate the shechitasan because the shechita requires a steady hand. Shehiya hagrama drasa. You have to cut it with the sharpness of the knife, not with pressure. Has to be cut in the proper location and the location. And no pressing. Speed. You have to not a delay. Not a delay. You have to do it in one shot. There's like no delay. Back and forth. You're not allowed to delay. And there has to be no pressure applied. The sharpness of the knife. And you have to make sure it's cut in the correct location. You cut in the wrong location. Too high or too low. Then it's no good. Right. Thus, we do not trust a chere shaita v'katan. They do not have control. They do not have control of their facilities. And who says they did a kosher? They will never know. There's really no way to know. It's so delicate. You have to trust the person. There's no way we can trust. From this, it's mashma. Let's say a machine did it. It would be mashma. It's scary halacha. I'm saying which is not lashlik halacha. But the Gemara we are saying a chere shaita v'katan would really be good. The only reason why it's only shema yikagel b'shchita. If you would go to the natural conclusion, which is shalik halacha, if you would have a technology that you can be absolutely certain today they can, this technology today, then it would be a good shchita. What? We're not necessarily work because when it comes to shia, you don't even know. Even emel gabba, you can't really tell for sure. It's a matter of sensation.
So when does
emel gabba
help you?
Emel gabba helps by an isha, by a bardas. By a bardas or by
a goy, I think.
Or by a goy, we have to seek. I don't remember all the pratim, because it's a very complicated sugya. The kulon, but you never heard such a thing. You never heard of such a thing being advanced that you can have a machine with ultra, ultra high tech technology to be certain that the shechita is done better, more carefully than done by a human being. You never heard such a thing, because obviously this shlok halacha, you need das. You need a human being involved in the shechita, a bardas. The
kulon.
A shechita mitzvah, so you make a brasoat, you make a bracha on a minhag, also make a bracha on a minhag, on certain minhagim. So is it a mitzvah? It's a machlekes. Some say it's
what about a woman?
A woman, yes. The Gemara says the fairest woman is
the Elder Adani. They reject the Elder Adani.
The Gemara talks about a woman. Okay, the Gemara,
a woman is not allowed, but we possibly are allowed.
Oh, we pass
a woman. Kalis. Look at this.
Lo first place, Dat and Kalis. The Ein Nira, the Afilu, the Mekdashim, Shechayda, Stachatili, a woman can do a Kodshim, she can do Shechita.
Elder Adani was Rav Shevet Dan, and
it's a Sugya later on. Later on. Right now, let's see if we have a Kulun. Okay, we'll leave Rav Shevet Dan, that's fine. Kulun Shachtu, Bachinim, Rayin, Shechita, Shechera. Anyone that does Shechita, now who's that referring to? Now that's going to be all part of the topic of the Gemara. That's going to be three Mahalchim, the Gemara, one of the Kulum, Sheshachtu. Now, Pashas is going back on the Chere, Shechata, right? Is this going back on? But that cannot be. The Gemara is going to say it cannot be. We'll see the Gemara. Okay, let's leave the mission. It's extremely vague. And now we need to dissect the Mishnah piece by piece. Hakol shaychatin lichatchila. That expression implies that lichatchila. But then it's kind. Then the Mishnah contradicts itself into shchitasan k'sheir, which is mashma only the evet stira. And for the Gemara, amal Ravacha b'ed Rav Ravashi v'chiyakol lichatchila. What's the premise of your question is mistaken. You're asking a question. There is a contradiction in the first line of this Mishnah. First it says lechatchila, and then it says b'diavad. That's a mistake. Whoever told you hakol shaychatin, the word hakol has a connotation that afilu lechatchila. Where did you get that premise? Hakol shaychatin. Everyone can shecht lechatchila. And then it says ushchitasan k'sheir, which is mashma b'diavad. Excuse me. Whoever told you that the word hakol has a connotation of a lechatchila? The question is false from the very start. In fact, the Gemara, what are you talking about? Just because the word hakol means lechatchila, maybe it means hakol, everyone can do shechita b'diavad. Everyone is allowed to do a shechita b'diavad.
So then it's redundant.
Oh, in fact, the Gemara, lemiata. We're going to come to your kash one moment. No. Very good. Ela miata, if that's correct. What then is the pshat? No, in this mission, Mesechta Temura, Hakol Mimirin. Everyone can make a Temura. You have an animal of Kodesh, animal of Chulin, you make a statement, I want the animal of Chulin to be the exchange for the animal of Kodesh. Who can do this? Echad ha'anoshim v'yechad ha'anoshim. So there, what is the word HaKol coming to be marbe? The Gemara there says, Rashi, be marbe, a yoresh. A yoresh can take the animal of Kodesh and can make a tumur, because there is a halacha that you cannot, if you are not the owner of the animal, you cannot make a tumur. I cannot take your animal of Kodesh. If you are makdish a carbon shlamim, I cannot take my animal of chulin and state
your animal.
My animal of chulin and say I want your animal of kodesh to be exchanged onto this animal of my animal of chulin. You can't do that.
Right.
I have to own the animal.
Both animals.
Both animals. Pashas, both animals. But, so now the question.
But you can go into someone else's animal and say I want my animal to be tomorrow on someone else's.
No, you can't.
Why? Because that's who it's tomorrow.
You have no power to do so. You have no power to do so. You have to own both animals. The pashas is definitely both animals. And there, the Mishnah says with hakoil. So what is hakoil coming to be marba? The word hakoil always comes to be marba. Comes to be marba a yoresh, someone who inherits an animal of kodesh. So therefore, I'm not the one who was makdish. My father was makdish. I'm an outsider. So therefore, I would think that I cannot use that as a source for a tumur. Kamash
malan.
No, it's an exception. Since you're the yoresh, it's yours. It's yours enough that you can make it into a tumura. So now, does that mean there to say b'diavet? When it says that you're telling me that I want to do what I call does not mean l'chatchil, l'chatchil means b'diaved. So you go to l'miata, ha'kol m'midin, echad hu anoshim, echad anoshim, hachinami did l'chatchil, hachinami did l'chatchil. The more you're proof to this, the more you're being a proof. Don't tell me.
By the way, where do you take the yash from?
Rashi says this. What is that called to be marbe? Hakol the every
why
time.
Why does this echo anosh ve'echo?
That's because it says the Mishnah, like our Mishnah. It says now Mishnah. It doesn't tell you the hidden halacha. It tells you the basic halacha. Hakol l'shoychatin. A man, whether he's a bar mitzvah boy, whether he's in koil, whether he's working, everyone is kosher. Then what's the word hakol kamei marbe? The Gemara is going to say hakol kamei marbe. The whole bunch. I just told you a little bit ahead of the Gemara, but right now they're over here saying we have a.
One second. This is a braisa.
This is a Mishnah. This is a Mishnah. Hakol mimun is a Mishnah.
It says echo anosh ve'echo anosh.
Yes. It's a Mishnah.
So, yeah, but where did Rashi take it? It's
from the word Akol. Just like our Gemara, the Gemara is going to say the word Akol is coming to Yimarbe, one of three cases, a Tame, a Kusio Mumar. So, to their Mesechta, to the Akol is coming to Yimarbe, another case of it. But that's not relevant to our Kasha. What's relevant over here is it says, everyone is allowed to make a Tumura. What? If you make a Tumura, you're Chayiv Malkois. You're doing an Avera. It's an Avera. Lo yachlifen v'lo yomiroisai. So when it says hakol, it cannot be lichatchila. It means b'di'eved. After the fact, if a person did an avera and he tried to do this, does it work or not? But it does not mean lichatchila. So just like in Masechta Timura, it cannot mean lichatchila. So to hear Masechta Chulin, whoever told you that hakol means lichatchila. So the Gemara says that's an akasha.
It's incomparable.
Why is it incomparable? That's the Gemara saying.
That's an aver.
Right, exactly. But the point over here is the vocabulary. Just like here, it's forbidden.
Why does it use the same?
The vocabulary means, just like over there, it means I call it stan lechatchila. It means the halacha here too. It doesn't mean lechatchila.
The
Gemara says not akasha. You cannot. The Gemara says it's still not relevant. The Mishnah there apologizes. The Mishnah there, Masech Tamura, goes on to say, don't be misled that lichatchila you're allowed to make a tumur. The Mishnah is a raya that the word akol means lichatchila. Because the Mishnah there apologizes. And the Mishnah says, don't make a mistake and think that lichatchila a person can make a tumur.
You can.
Yeah. Says in the Mishnah, Elosh im homer mumar. It works. But if you do it, it works. It's chal.
What do you mean mumar?
Mumar means the animal. The animal gets kedusha. The animal is a tumur.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And the soifig es ho'ar boyin, he gets malchus.
He's still going to get
malchus. So therefore, the fact that the Mishnah apologizes is adarab araya that the word hakol means lichatchila. Because if the word hakol by default does not mean lichatchila, there will be no need for the Mishnah to apologize and say that you're not allowed to do this. The fact that the Mishnah felt the need to apologize, lo yishadam rashay lo hamer, ela shim homer, mumar, v'sevig es harboyim. The fact the Mishnah apologizes, shows what hakol means lichatchila.
Why?
Because it would be no need to apologize.
You mean Akol itself would mean b'diavad?
Exactly.
Oh, I see.
So the fact that the Mishnah means Akol Zechaz, so we're back in business. We're back in business. It says in the Mishnah, Kol Shoychatin
Lechatchila.
And it's, and
so the kasha is still a kasha.
Yeah. Right.
So
the Gemara goes, okay, let's go to another Mishnah Shas. Ella, let's go to Arochin. Ella, Kol Ma'arichin. Everyone can make a vow. You can make a vow. I want to give the value, the Erech value of so and so. Who is our call? So who is our call coming to be Marbe? You don't even need to be Bar Mitzvah. Even if you're 12 years and 1 day old, you are Mufla Hasamach Laish. You can make a Temura. You can make a Temura. Okay.
It sounds like okay. I don't want to say what it sounds like.
Turn it off. Hakol Marichin. Everyone can go and make mimar, can make a vow. Who? Even a child, 12 years in 1 day. V'nerach, and everyone can be the subject of an erech.
Right.
Noid, and everyone can make a vow. One can give $1,000 to stock, even a child, 11, 12 years old in 1 day. V'nidor, and everyone's value. How much is this man worth to be sold as a slave in the market? So, ha-chinami de lechatchila? Does that mean lechatchila? That's not so. Shteid in the Torah, over and over, v'oksiv k'nichi sechta lindar, if you withhold yourself from making vows, lo yebuchachet. Uchsiv, it says in Koheles, toiva shaloi sida misha tidav lo yisish shalem. It's better not to make vows.
But yeah, but estimate marichin, that's a part of a, that's like a nether?
Yeah. It's a nether.
Of a nether?
And of course, yes. You're not allowed to. The time of another brayso, toiv mizel mizel, the pasuk goes on, toiv mizel mizel, sh'ein enoy de kolikar.
You mean toiv mizel mizel?
The best thing is not to make nothing. Don't make vows.
Better than
vows. And pay. Better not, don't make vows, period.
Diver Ameir.
Rabbi Ramer, Toy Mizel Mizeh, Noide Umishalem. No, Rabbi Huda says if you ultimately pay off your debts, that's the best thing. But even the more feels Rabbi Huda look on my even the only way he says Boimer Hare Zo, where he says Av Omar Hare Olai Lo, when you say Hare Olai, then even Rabbi Huda agrees that you should not make a vow. When you say Zo, Rabbi Huda, oh, it's okay. Why? Because you have insurance. If a person says, this animal shall be a carbon, you have insurance. If it gets lost, you're potter. If you say haray olai, you're chayeh forever.
So even forever. So that's what he means. So better don't say olai.
So therefore, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees in principle that a person should never make a vow. So it's an avera. It's an avera to make a vow. And thus, it says in the hakol cannot possibly be lechatzila.
Interesting, Rabbi Yehuda says zu.
Is okay.
It's okay. But what happened? He doesn't. But it's scary. He might forget.
So Rabbi Huda holds. There is such a principle. Yaakov Avinu, Vahido Yaakov Neder Lashem, made a neder. If Yelakim Modi, Ushmai Lechav, he made a neder. After Aaron died, Vahida Yisrael neder. If Hachrim Tachnim Esara, will give a cherim. They made a clash of the art times. Noidrin the
Sarah. Yeah, that's what
he
says.
Right. Yeah. Dilma Posh,
so what do you see?
So we have a stark kash now.
Oh.
Now the Gemara does not want to say. You see, Klor Diburim, that a person should not make, Hakol does not mean Lichach. So this was the most kasha.
The
mission
doesn't apologize.
So it doesn't apologize. Now we have Tanakash. Now the Gemara says, the Gemara now turns the tables. The Gemara says, wait, we got a problem now. We, Houston, we got a problem. What's the problem? Because I'll show you now a couple of Mishnayos that says Punta Keret, where the word Akol can only mean Lechatchila. Okay, Vaha Akol Lav Lechatchila Hu. Ella, look what they done in Hilchos Sukkah. Hakol Chayam B'Sukkah. Everyone is Chayam B'Sukkah. Who is Akol coming to Marbe? Even a cotton chinuch she'ein oit sarich li. Remember that singing Hilni Amalka?
Yep.
Hilni Amalka, cotton requires a sukkah, a kol. That's a lechatchila.
What does it say? Hilni Amalka?
My mom said Hilni Amalka. She was a queen. She had her children. She had six children with her. The Gemara's discussion.
She was a religious queen?
Yes. Was she chayv and sukkah? Not chayv. She took her children to sukkah. The ganze mice. But when everyone, even
told us Yeshua, he was. It was a mentions her name regarding Yashka. Okay.
Akol chayam v'sukkah. Akol chayam b'tzitzis. Who's Akol chayam chayam b'tzitzis? Also a cotton. A cotton. Are you there with chinuch?
Are you there with satay?
Hachinam. Are you going to love the chatchila chayam? Love the chatchila. The Gemara says not a kasha. That's, don't bring me these Mishnayos, because these Mishnayos use a different term. Chayovin. Whenever the word chayovin, then it's a lichatchila.
It's implied.
Our Mishnah doesn't have a chayovin. Chayovin, Kol Mina. Elam Yata, Kol Seimchin.
everyone, you know we have on this table over here? Do you know, Rabbi Shul Zev, do you know we have on this table over here? We have the world-renowned expert in knowing what this Maimon Chazal means. He gave Shi'urim Muflohim, Rabbi Shul Eman. This niksas shvachay b'fana.
What? The halkas?
Niksas doesn't mean half. It means a mashu.
We're talking about smichas behema.
What? That's right. Yeah. He gave shrim from the Rabbi. You see what was going on over there? He was holding court. He would mamish thousands of people.
I can attest to it. He always prepares.
What?
Rabbi
Kanshu. You didn't come to. How come you didn't come to the shiur? Shulgut chavi. Come to the shiur.
How come last week you didn't come to the shiur?
Hakol saimchin. Hakol saimchin. Echad hu anoshim yachad anoshim. Everyone does smicha on an animal. Hachinami the lav lechatchila. Now what's the word hakol? By the way, coming to you over there. Hakol yoresh. Even a yoresh on the father's covered with smicha.
And there we know that's
anel lechatchila. Echad anoshim yachad 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 Achdus and Klal Yisrael. In Ika Hakol Lechatchila, Ika Hakol Diavet. There are different types. Hakol sometimes Eilu Vielu, Eilu Vielu. Sometimes.
So that means so there's no. Oh. It's not a conflict.
Sometimes in Ika Hakol Lechatchila. Oh, Ella Hakol Hacha. So therefore, but the Mar. Okay, but you know what? Very good. You got me. But I still maintain my position. I still maintain my vision that the Hakol, the Masech Techulin, the Masech Techulin is the Lechatchila. Hakol Shoychatin, it's going to be married with the three different people. Hakol is the Lechatchila. How do I know that even though the word in Durat Shas sometimes Azoy, right. But here it must mean Lechatchila. Because the next words, right. You actually give the answer, because the next words are Ukshchitasan Kishera. If it's going to call, it's going to be the Yavet, then there's repetition. So therefore, Ika Hakol
it's not a repetition, then it's a contradiction.
Let's see. That's exactly the point. That the Gemara wants to be a contradiction. Right. To ask the Kasha. Yeah. It's good for business. Ella Hakol Dachah Mimai Delechatchila. Who the Tikshloch Tayev Kasha? Why are you?
So say it again.
Ella Hakol Dachah Mimai. How do you know the Lechatchila? The word Hakol here means Lechatchila, and thus, what is the result if it's a Lechatchila? We're in business. The Tikshloch. We then have a contradiction between the first part and the second part. Dilma diavidu v'loy tikshloch. There will be a contradiction. The Mara says no. Amolei anosh chitosing sher kashli. No, my kasha. Other rabbi, it's not going to be a repetition. If it's not going to be a b'diavid, then I'm going to have a question on shchitasan kishah. The first words, okay, very good. Hakol shachatin is b'diavid. But what then does it mean shchitasan kishera? That also means b'diavid. That's repetitious. Kashli. If you're going to tell me that shchitasan kasher means only b'diavad, mechlal da'akol militani shchitasan kasher is b'diavad, mechlal da'akol shachtin lechatchilu. D'diavad, tired to d'diavad lomoli. If both of them are going to be b'diavad, so why do you have to have two mishnayis, two parts of the mishnayis exactly as d'albazach? So the Gemara says, you're right. Omar rabba bar ula hachi gitani, this is the pshat. Hakitani, Hakol, Shoychatin. So now the Gemara is going to finally give the answer. You're right. The Gemara over here at this point is you are correct. You're absolutely what we've learned so far. Sometimes in Shas Hakol is Lichatchila. Sometimes in Shas Hakol is Bidiyavet. Sometimes in the context, it's usually clear as day what it means. Our Mishnah, it's not so clear. It's not so clear if Hakol means Lichatchila, Hakol means B'diavad. The only way that we come to the conclusion that it means B'diavad is only because of a grammar. It's because, since it says the next words of the Mishnah, Uchashitrasan Kesher, which means B'diavad, in order that it should not be repetitious, so therefore we have to assume that when it's Hakol Shetan, it means Lichatchila. It's not because of a halacha. And throughout Shas, when it's Hakol, we can figure out on our own, just from the expression itself, is it a Lichatchila or is it a B'diavad, based upon the halacha. But here we don't have that option, and therefore we have to come on to a grammar in the Mishnah, and to come out l'maskar that it's lechatchila. So now the question is: how then do we answer the contradiction? It starts by saying, "I call shadul lechatchila." It's only b'diavad. So here we go. Here comes the Gemara's first. I think three or four answers. I don't remember three or four answers. Ella also who's I call shachatim? V'afilu tamei b'chulin. A person who's tamei. He's tamei. He came in contact with the dead, he came in contact with the sheretz, he can do shchita on the animal that's chulin. Tom, it's very good. What are you talking about? What's the problem? What's the big deal today? We're all Tamei Nes. Whoever stopped us from being Matame, Tame, Bechul, and Mailam, and what's the Chiddush? Well, of course you can do a Shechita. The Gemara says, no, we're dealing with a certain type of chulin, b'chulin, shenasu al taharas ha-kodesh. Chulin that is being prepared for people to eat in the state of tahara as practice. Practice for the Beis HaMikdash. Vikasavar, this Tana holds, chulin, shenasu al taharas ha-kodesh, ke-kodesh dami. You have to treat all of the halachas, all of the same exact stringencies in halacha apply.
You mean this is like a practice that when it comes
when you
to
come
the Kabbalah,
Migdash, you should be prepared. You should be
so even the chone, they
so there were many chaverim,
cognizant come.
If I'm not mistaken, that was a chaver. In order to get the title chaver in time of the Gemara, you had to be nizer and chulin altaris akodesh. That was a qualification to get the title, the honorific title of a chaver. Kate Sadoi says, "Well, what do you do this matter? Maybe sakin arucha." A long knife. The shaykhid ba, a long knife. You keep your distance from the dead animal. The shaykhid ba, kadesh lo yiga bebasar. But that's the halacha, sakin arucha.
That's lekatchila.
That's lekatchila. That's ba uvim mikudosh. Now, when it says the next sentence in the Mishnah, the next expression, ushchitasam kishera, we have to add in words into the Mishnah. It's like a chsum extra. Uvim mikudosh, shein, but let's say you're not shachting chulin. But let's say you're shachting. Yeshachting kachin. Then lo yishchit parus tamei may not. Then listen, Kasha. How did this fellow get into the Beis Hamikdash? How did he get into the Beis Hamikdash? Oh, that's one answer. Or well, that's not so good. Because if you come to the Beis, you have to leave immediately. The big sugyan shas. If a person becomes tamei in the Beis Hamikdash, does he have an obligation to leave immediately? Or you can say simply a shchi a sakin arucha. A long knife. He was in the Ezras Noshem, he was Shar Nikonar, and he shechted on the outside, he did shechita on the outside, and he did shechita on the outside. Yes. A long knife, Mugdashim. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Mugdashim, Lechatil, lo yishchay, v'afil, v'sak nerucha. That's Rashi's beferish. Why? Because the obvious catch is, how did this fellow get into the Beis HaMikdash? The guy is Tamei. So how did he get in there? He gave him the Muzah min HaToyra, shlo yitma, kidursiv, v'ani hidei nosadilchas mishmeres mitrumosai, alma bin shmira. You're not allowed to be Tamei.
Right.
So gozu b'rabon l'chatchila mishum lech l'chamil nazir schar schar.
What's the gzera? The what?
You're not, a person who is Tamei may not come near the Beis HaMikdash.
But that's a lav. I mean, that's
Okay. Where the details are? I don't know. I'm not so clear on what Rashi is
saying. Rashi's adding something else.
It's a little more. But basically, how do you get this? So Rashi right away is afil b'sakin arucha. Even a sakin arucha, you're like not allowed a sakin arucha because since you know, in other words, you're not allowed a sakin arucha is not going to be good enough. Even if you're going to keep your distance. Rashi is not addressing my question. What is he doing in the Beis HaMikdash? What is he doing in the Beis HaMikdash? Shechting kodashim. How Rashi is not addressing it. Let's say Lu Yitzu, he would be permitted to be in the Beis HaMikdash, even if he were to keep his distance.
Right.
With a sakin arucha, it is forbidden.
He's not talking about he's in the Ezra's.
That
right.
we have to figure out why. Right, okay, that's right, another right. issue.
Talk about he's in the.
Even if he is in the Beis HaMikdash, okay, yeah. He's in the Beis HaMikdash, he would still not be allowed to do a sakin arucha. Because by that's the mission. Because when it comes to kodashim, there's a din of shmira. Shmira means distance yourself completely from the situation. Even the sakin arucha is not going
to
be enough.
We're saying the issa from to come in when your tamei is entering dazara.
Yes, chiv misa
deshamayim. Because mizbeh was in dazara.
Yes, he cannot be this. What is he doing there? So what is he doing there? Who is the kasha? Son is the kasha. Rashi Tois says, come on, the mechesh says,
how
what?
Taisa Shema Yiga.
Which Taisa again?
Mikdash Yishu Shema Yiga Babasa. The third Taisa.
Ah, Falgav, the Dam Kodash, the Inuach Shechi was a Kodesh Machshav, the Malasa. Yeah, where's the Hechsher?
Oh, I'm sorry. The fifth one. Oh,
Shabbat Vidor, okay, by then, I'm sorry. The Yim Toymar, the Milo, you might come inside. Obviously, that's he's assumed that answer. In the case of Israel, the person is doing a Shechita, he's doing a shechita with a long knife outside.
It's Rabbeinu Ephraim, it says.
Rabbeinu Ephraim?
Next, the first wide line.
First one, Hiksh Rabbeinu Ephraim. Ech itachin shetehe sakin anucha kol kach mehara bayis. Ad Ezra is his only technical point. The high, Tommy, let's go by. We have a basic. The basic idea here is, okay, we got the basic idea is that you're outside in a chanami, you're not in the Azara. You're not in the Azara, you're outside the Azara. with a long knife, and you're doing a shechita, even that's going to be forbidden because that's the halacha. Because we do, since you're not allowed to be inside, it's kachim u'mamachna. Why? You may somehow forget yourself. You may walk into the azar and touch the basar. Then the Mishnah, and now we now add all these words into the Mishnah. Now enters the Mishnah and continues. It's going to be kosher. The Almighty says, now here's the catch. The Mishnah here is adding a caveat. Is that how you pronounce it?
Let's say,
and he says, Borinuch kochem. He's shechting kochem.
Right.
And he says, Borili, he must make this statement. Borili, I am certain that I did not, Gesundheit, I did not touch him. Omar, Borili, Shloy Magati, Shritasa Kashera. It's a good symbol.
What is Borili? Why am I Borili?
Borili, I'm absolutely certain.
Certain, yeah.
Shloy Magati, I did not touch the boss of Shritasa Kashera. Okay, so that's halacha. When it comes,
we just have kashrim. We lekatchila. You can't
exactly. B'diavad is kashrim. Provided it's barley.
Lekatchila is going chulin. B'diavad is going
exactly. Chutz now. Next part of the Mishnah. Now we're not finished yet. We're not out of the danger yet zone. Yeah. Then the Mishnah goes on to say chutz b'cheresh shatav katan. What does that part of the Mishnah mean? The afil b'chulin. When it says cheresh shatav v'katan, we're going back on chulin. Because we do not allow a chere shaita v'katan even b'diyeve to do shchita on kadosh.
Right.
So we're going back now. The mission is going back and forth. We're going back to chul. V'afilu b'chul is graded b'diyeve namilo. It's plus afilu b'diyeve like kadoshim. Shema yeshu. We only mentioned three of the five halachas. Yeshu means they will delay. They're going to cut a little bit and you're going to stop. If you stop in the middle of shchita, it's no good. Number two, v'shema yidrisu. They're going to apply pressure. The pressure of the knife will kill the animal instead of the sharpness of the knife. And Roshema Yachlidu, they're going to stick the knife in the wrong part of the neck.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very precise location. Look at the picture books. Oh, you bought the picture book over there. I don't like that. I'm not going to use that one. I like the other one, the regular one, the Sichas Chulin book. They're going to
have it.
The Sichas Chulin book. Good. So that is a special location for Shrit, the Vaita. That now, we're not finished yet. We're not out of the woods yet. There's one more clause to the Mishnah of the Kulon to Shachatu. Then when the Mishnah goes on to say the Kulon to Shachatu, that's the last part of the Mishnah. Right? The word of the Mishnah goes on, the last is the Kulon, the Achedim Royinoisan, and the son that's washed. And what is that going on? Ahaya. On which part of the Mishnah is going on? Ahaya means where?
So it's saying Haku, Shachatun is referring to someone with a long knife and. In the Katchila, you could do that.
Yes. Okay, and then when it
then
says,
it's no good.
And then when it says, it's not going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
And now up to clause four. There are four clauses in the Mishnah. Up to clause four. Let's say, there's someone watching them. What part of the Mishnah is this clause of going back on? Then the language is incorrect. It means that if you have a gadol, an al gab watching a chere shaita v'katan, it's going to be good. It's going to be good, but then it does not need to say v'kulon. The word v'kulon is superfluous, since the Mishnah says the chere shaita v'katan lo yishait. And v'im, it's just right away say v'im shachatu v'achirim roina sam shchidas and kshera. If the last clause going back and clause number three,
the chulon
is superfluous. So if you're going to say the chulon is going back, you don't need that word. So we're not going back on that. We're going back to the reisha. Atame b'chul. No, the way it can't be. Ha'amar to lechatchil namisha. You don't need someone to observe you. If you're doing when time with tamei and you have a
stack. You could do it.
Lechatchil. Ela oh atame b'mukdashin. But can't you go back on that either? Because they're the barley sagi. We don't need someone to watch you. We trust you. Lechatchila, do not do it. If you did do it and you make a statement, barley, sugi barley, mamon from sugis.
Okay,
this is good. So the Gemara says the barley sagi. So the Gemara says here's the case. Case number four is a murder case. It's kachem. Kachem, and the koyain is not available.
AWOL.
Say it again. Okay? I'm sorry.
Clause number four is going back on clause number two.
Nee.
On kachem. A person is tamei.
Right.
He has a sakin arucha.
Right.
He's standing in the azara.
Mm-hmm.
And he does shchita.
Mm-hmm.
We need him to tell us borili. It ain't over until he says, borili, I did not touch it. So, where is he? Where is the fellow? AWOL.
It could be that he's talking about a bama, so that he could reach.
Obama. Oh, there's another one. There's another one.
Okay. Where is he?
Okay, he disappeared. He left us. He left town.
We couldn't verify.
Exactly. We need him to say Borili. That's the Mishnah. Borili.
If he's not there,
around, So the Mishnah says, if you don't have a Barulu, we have someone who's Tamei. We have someone who's Tamei.
Somebody else that can
vouch for him. He's Shachting Kadoshim, and we do not know Barulu. We don't know Barulu.
Right.
But there were eyewitnesses as to what happened.
That's sufficient.
Sufficient.
Wow.
The Lesser Kamon did the Shalei. Fine. Now that we're done, beautiful. We have Mamash. We've learned Mamash.
Again, Sadi, the Lesser Kamon, if he's not in the Shalei.
The Lesser Kamon did the Shalei. He's not in front of us to ask. He's not in front of us to ask.
Then that person is Lomina Gabos.
So the Maschel, we're going to the Gabos in Mishnah tonight. So what's the Maschana? Hakol Shechatin was referred to Chulin. Who's that called coming in Marbe? Tane. Tane the Shkuta. That was the Veshachatin the Shkuta. The Shkuta's in Geshera. That's referring to who? That's referring to Rabbi. Hakol Shechatin was a Sakin Arucha. Arucha.
Both the Reisha
and the Seva both on a Tameh. So it's Tameh. Shchlas and Sheira is also a Tameh. Yeah. So, but Kadashim is Osir. And why? We need Borili. Borili. He has to say Borili. What? L'chathil, no. Kadashim, Tameh. But the evidence, where is it good? Where he says Borili.
Case number three. If he says, I'm calling you, he can't.
No, L'chathil, you can't let him shach. You have to only, he's not allowed to. But the evidence, he does it, he tells Borili good. Next, Chutz v'chashe v'katan, they're not, I feel by cooling, they're not allowed to do it. Garnished. And there, Shavi Halim v'shashkazan. And there, when it's a cool on, that's going back on the second case. Kachim. Kachim, someone who is Tameh, who shechs kachim with a sakin arucha in the Azara, or you want to say on Obama, then it's going to be kosher bidyaved. If even if he's not around, he disappeared, and we do not have barley, but we have witnesses.
One thing I'm perplexed. How can shechlin talk about his
tummy? He's tummy mess.
It says so. Chayushev kachim.
No, to Chayush and Kotan, the Kenat Shech, period. Nothing to do with Tumma. Chayush and Kotan, Mufka, Midin Shchita. Arois, Garnish. The Mayor, who doesn't, it's very funny.
It is.
Tame of Kulin, Tame of Kotan, Garnish nothing.
It's interesting.
The Kulon is going back on the second case.
But it's interesting because it's talking about Tame, and it's Chayush and Kotan, period. They can never
It's very strange, Mahalch. But that's what it says in the Mishnah. This is one of, we have two Mahalch.
We're going to
have two more Mahalch in the Mishnah, but this is the The more doesn't deviate from this. The more is very happy with this. Now, yes. we have a technical point. The technical here is, what do we need this Mishnah for? With this Mishnah, Chaitan B'Gdashim B'Hamachan Afka, case number two is teaching a halach. There's someone who's Tameh, a man who is Tameh L'chadchil Shanat Shecht Kodashim. But B'Diyaved, if he does it and he says, Borili, it's going to be good. Or if he's not around Achim Rahim, this halacha was taught elsewhere. We learned it elsewhere. The high time begudashim mehachan nafka mehasam nafka. What's halacha? Kol absulim shashach. Where's this mishnah?
Zvachim.
Zvachim. Kol absulim shashach. To all people absulim. Anyone who is disqualified. Who is one of the people who are disqualified to shchita? Atamei. Atamei is part of that list. Kol absulim shashach. To shchitas and kashera. Why shchita kashera? Bezadim. Even as Yisrael. Bin nashim beferish. A woman can do shchita kachim. A woman can come into the Azan to Shchita. Would you believe it? Uva Avadim, slaves. Uva Tmeim. Oh, here's what we need to have us to. Even someone who's talking in the Shchita. Va'afilu b'kotche kodashim. Uva'ad
shlo. One second, we're talking about B'diyevet or
Afilu? It says B'diyevet. Kol ha'pesulim, afilu nashim, va'avadim, uva Tmeim.
Uva Tmeim,
even Tmeim, va'afilu b'kotche kodashim. Uva'ad shlo, you Tmeim, b'neigim b'basar, it's kosher, provided a Tomei, not touch the basar.
Tmeim is going on.
Tomei! Stone who's Tomei, exactly what says
you just said Kolopsulim. What is Kolopsulim then?
Including we're Tomei. Listing, we're coming now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Who's Absulim? So therefore we have a kasha. We know this halacha has already been taught to us in Masechta Zvachim. So why the need for the repetition? It's been taught to us explicitly in Masechta Zvachim, this halacha. So why is there a need for repetition in Masechta Chulin?
Yeah.
The first Mishnah needs to highlight a halacha that was taught already in Masechta Zvachim.
Yeah.
That's the most kasha. The Gemara says, Hasam Aydi Tani, the Sharp Sulim Tani Nami, Tani Nami, Tami Bim Mikdash. In other words, this Mishnah is the Ikur. This is the showcase. This is the highlight. This that it was taught in Masechta Chulin was only Agav Gerora. Incidentally to brought down. It's not, it was just there by, it just, once we made a list of psulim, we threw in the law of someone who's Tameh. The year we wanted to focus on a Zohar, on an Isha.
No, you're talking about Zvachim.
Zvachim is the Tofel.
Right.
Mesech the Chulin is the Igor. This is the,
and the reason why
over there it's brought down the, is derech aga,
right? Because they're listing out, so they include
right.
that as well.
Hach ikar chasam adi tarnis shar psulim chotari namin tarn bimudashim v'ibayisim. It's number two. Chasam hikar pum faket. Chasam is the ikar.
Mm.
So why the
tzvachim?
The bekashim. That's the planet of kashim. Hach adi tarnis bechulin tarn namin tarn bimudashim. Over here it's the agav grora.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Once in chulin we say also kadashim. I didn't tell them who don't have the conversion. Frank Mara, hi, Tommy. Now comes the question that he asked in the beginning. The guy's Tommy. If he's Tommy and he's touching the knife and the knife is touching the animal, the animal's Tommy.
Where do we see that? It transfers.
That's the halacha. Yes, he knows this Mishnah. So Aryeh taught me
it transfers.
In the first Pesach, it says they have a metal knife. It's the same. Let's see. Hi, Tom. If this fellow, he touched a dead body.
Yeah.
So what is he? What is the person? He's an avat. No,
the mace is avia sabasatuma.
Right, avia voice. Avia voice. Therefore, the person is avat tuma. If an avat tuma from Tommy mace, only Tomas mace, touches a metal implement, a metal utensil, what is the status of the metal knife? An av.
Same as the person himself.
Same as Mishnah in Masechta Oilas, the first paragraph of Masechta Oilas, that if a person Tommy Tomas mace, and he touches a metal utensil, the metal utensil.
But only
if he
comes in contact. What about Tumas oil?
It's same Zelbazach. You go into an oil in Avat Tuma.
Why do we have to come on to that dispensation over here?
Because what?
If the knife becomes a Rishon, the Basel will still become a
Sheni. No. If the Basel will become a Sheni, good Basel. Point. A Kachim can become even a Revi. Good question. Why Taka don't let's see Rashi? So one second. Let's see. Hi Tame did be my Ilema did be made such touch a dead body, the halal khadamana, and now the person is an avatuma. And now the metal is an avatuma. So the avatuma touches the meat. The meat becomes
Rishon.
Why is it what the Eva? Right. The sword, avatuma, who is an avatuma. Litame l'sakin. So let the person the katame the knife the rosal sakin the tamil basar. Ella
what?
The Gemara is chalal harir kichos the drasha. A sword, a metal utensil, has the same status as a dead body. If a sword touches an avia voice, what is the sword?
Oh, that's right. It says avia voice.
And mimela, if the person is an av, the same extension, so the sword is going to be an avatoma.
Mm.
And now, so cherev harir kicholol, it's like a dead body. Therefore, now the Gemara reviews the person who now.
No, the cherev is not a dead body. He's
if the cherev touches a dead body, the cherev is an avia voice.
Oh, I see.
If the person touches a dead body, the person is an av.
Right.
Now, when the person touches a sword, which is metal, the sword becomes an avatoma. A utensil always has this metal utensil.
Whatever it comes,
has
it comes.
Same status,
I got it.
Only by Tumas Meis, only if the utensil is metal.
Right.
So they have avatoma, who the person is an avatoma. And now litame lesakin, the person touches the metal knife, and now the knife becomes navatoma. The ozel sakin vitamise lebasa contaminates the basar. Now it's true, you can say the zelba zak. You don't have to come to chalal charev, no matter what. No matter what, litame. Rashi says it'll be the same thing. Revusa karma. Rashi says that. Feel we shouldn't have yamos. The Gemara did not need to come onto the
with Rashi.
The end of the first Rashi. This Rashi points out that you do not need to come onto the chalal charev portion, even if we were to say that the soul becomes one madrega lower down, the basa will become a sheni.
I see.
And kadashim, you can become even a revi by kadashim. So why did we think over here the person becomes the basa becomes a rishain? We just wanted the chiddush. We just want to tell you the truth. It's not that it's necessary. So the Gemara says a murder gazach, and the answer is Ella the itame b'sheretz. The person became tamei. So therefore, what is the person? The person is a rishain. And if the sheretz is an avatoma. The person is a rishon. When the person touches the cheret,
then it doesn't have the same.
There's no tuma. Right. Period. Because a rishon, a utensil can only be mekabel tuma from an avatoma.
Right.
And the person only a rishon. Therefore, it stops here. So therefore, it's talking no tuma. That's in the
Nahir. Caleb.
What?
Caleb don't come.
No, only by misa, only by tumas meis. Mishnah himself earlier, the only time a metal utensil that has the same status as the person. As the same status as its source is only by Tumas Mace, Tumas Misa, when it's a dead body. Then, anywhere in the chain of a dead body, does metal have the same status as the one who's holding it?
And it doesn't, by the way, it doesn't have to have a base kibbutz. Like,
it does not. There's no dim pshutik klei. It's right. It's by metal, no matter what.
Only eight has the bad.
Then now, so but let's say dealing too much sheretz, it doesn't apply the rule. So if the sheretz itself is what is an av hatuma, a person touches the sheretz. What is he? He is a rishon l'tuma. Can a person contaminate a utensil? No. There is no way a human being can contaminate can possibly contaminate the knife. So the knife is tar. But a person, if he were to touch the meat would become a shani. So we have to make sure he's borily, I did not touch the meat. That's the sugya. Now comes a pelagic.
Therefore,
answer.
The evidence good.
So therefore, it's bidev. Now comes a pelagic answer. That means you don't need a knife for shlita. You do not need a knife for shlita.
What do you mean you don't need a knife?
Look what it says. You don't even need a knife. Who says you need a metal utensil?
Oh, yeah.
You can use plastic. You can use laser.
Nakana means a...
A reed. Maybe you need a davashir by mamish. Maybe a laser would not be sufficient. Okay, this is the makar of the Baal
Shem. What is that?
He examined. There should not be any nicks. He examined a kremis. Kremis means a reed. Shalkan. The kremis means a certain portion, the edge of the reed.
And in Rashi writes, "Pshutei klei eitz."
It's wood. As a status, is a class of wood. Right. Oh, it's a wooden knife. The shachat body. The shchit. Therefore, it's not mishkabel tuma. The person is an av hatuma, but an av hatuma that touches a pshutei klei eitz. There's no kabel tuma. The Tanya. The chol shaychat. What kind of tool do you need to shchit the bein b'tzorik? You deserve a stone, a rock. Bein bezuchuches, a piece of glass. Bein bekroimesh shalkana, the edge of the reed. So therefore, that's how the reason, this technical problem, why it's not going to come to me.
You were talking about the Shemtev.
The Baal Shemtev was mechashed not to use iron, to use steel. This is very difficult. The big controversies. Today, what kind of knives do they use in the slaughterhouses?
I have no idea.
Steel. Yeah. No such thing today using an iron knife. But it's not traditional. Chodosh, osam in Atayra.
Yeah.
The Baal Shem Tov instituted no more iron.
You borrowed that phrase from where? From
the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer.
He says that? He says that.
Famous. This is his legacy.
Not to deviate.
This is his legacy. His legacy. Chodosh. Chodosh. Awesome. That's right. Electricity. Electricity came out on Shah. Electricity was invented. They said, you're not allowed to use it. Chodosh, also not joking. Shabbos, you're not allowed to use electricity because it can be used for bad things. Who knows what people are going to use electricity for? It's also electricity. Electricity. Chodosh, also not Torah. So, but he instituted to use steel, not to use
iron.
Steel
is much more practical.
Because
steel,
you don't have to go back and forth so many times. Iron, you have to go back and forth 10 times.
So it's more efficient.
But there's a trade-off. The trade-off is it gets nicked very, very easily.
Steel.
Iron never gets nicked. Iron, you can check it once, you're done for a lifetime.
Wow.
Steel, it can get nicked in a second. The advantage is you just have to do a mash when you're done. A bird, you do a half, you do it one time, you're finished. Animal, one and a half.
You tell the Baal Shem
Tov. Nope.
And everybody's been using iron knives.
Oh, the Misnagdim came out against him. How could you change the Misnagdim? The whole Masechta, when you're going to learn, we learn everything that we learn. You go ask a Sheikh, they're going to tell you, I don't know what you're talking about. You check a knife on three sides, on this side, that. What are you talking about? You check it, there's only a tip. It says there's Shehiyah. What Shehiyah? You do Azor Yidan. There's nothing, there's no Shehiyah. What Shehiyah? Hagrama? What Hagrama? You just shecht, you finished.
It's so smooth.
Yeah, steel. They didn't have steel. Steel wasn't available. It still
was much later.
It was invented in the beginning of 1,000 years ago, but it wasn't available to the mass until recent times. Until 400 years ago, it wasn't available. But it was invented more before. But they, in time of Chazal, they only knew from iron. Iron, the whole Masech Techulin is built upon a shchita being done with an iron knife. When you use an iron knife, you have to go back and forth many, many times.
So this looks there's like a potential, from Brismila, they also use the iron knife.
There's a potential, right, the Brismila also use iron knife. But there's potential for what? For shehiyah, for delay. If you're using an iron knife, I'm getting tired going back and forth 10 times. Let me finish it off really quickly. You push down a little bit hard, you're going to do drossa. Okay? But today, when we use steel, the shash of shehiyah and drasa is very, very rare, if almost non-existent.
Drisa and
ikar is the wrong. You stick the knife in the wrong place.
That's
a grama. Oh, ikar.
Halada.
Halada. Stick the wrong knife. Ikar is you pull up, you're tearing it. It's not drasa, but you get the. I don't know.
It's a harder.
We'll come to it. We're going to the second paragraph. The second paragraph goes through the five halachas of shechita. Shechita, drasa, hagra, shia, drisa, halad, agrami, ikar. We're going to learn the five halachas of shechita coming along with all the yisaitis. So you should have to be aware of this yisait. And this yisait over here is mefurish and daf gimel and aleph. You don't need barzel. There's no such thing. What kind of knife did he use?
He used iron.
It only existed iron in those days. He said, Gemari de Gevart, Bris Mila, a pella, mamish a pella. How did they do Bris Mila in time of Chazal?
A stone.
No, that was Sipar, but when Goliath, when David killed Goliath, that's... it changed to metal. What kind of metal did they use? They use iron. Sakana for the babies using iron now. Who would tell you use an iron knife to go to do a bris mila? It's a pella. There's something we're missing. There's something to manage. I guess they have. They use an iron knife for bris mila.
To use anything else.
They didn't exist. Steel didn't exist. So
no, I'm talking about iron. What's a sakana?
Iron is heavy. Iron is heavy and it's not so sharp. Iron is not nearly as sharp as steel. Steel is mamish, sakana is so sharp. Iron is not so sharp.
Yeah.
Right, next word. Abayamar. Now we come to answer number two. Answer number two is what I call Hakol. Abayamar. Hakol is Sheikhatin. Who's Hakol? Akvilu Kusi.
This is the second answer.
Mishnah. A whole going to the Gemara all over again.
Wow.
Deja vu all over again. All over again. Right, now I'm Abayamar. Akusa Gere MS is Shita. They were good. They were good converts. They were sincere. Problem was, they slacked off. What did they slack off on? In Ik of Yadus. What's Ik of Yadus is you don't give a hoot about your friend. You don't lift even though it's Sita Nishal. Zek Klal Gadl Batara. Lift Ne'ivel Lai Sita Nishal to care about someone else. You care about someone else. You daven, you know something? The only davening that you must do is you daven with someone else. All the tefillahs, selfish tefillahs, they go nowhere. The mamish go nowhere. You daven, the only one you should be mechavim when you daven, only one, is for someone else. Daven for yourself ain't going to work. If you daven for someone else, if you daven the kavana, you know what? Whatever you daven for them will guarantee to come for you. Guaranteed. But if you daven for yourself, forget it. The kusim, they didn't give a hoot about anyone. They killed about themselves. That's why they went off the deep end.
Wow.
The deep end. They didn't care if they listened to the nichshol. So therefore you can't trust the shechita unless you give them the taste test.
Mm-hmm.
You give them the taste test, they eat it themselves, it shows then it's going to be good.
Go ahead.
You did it. You did the whole daf.
How do you
know? Shechiyanu v'kiyanu v'gen lazman hazeh.
I get the cinnamon.